Welcome to Jaguars.com live, presented by Everbank. Ryan Sexton along with Jeff Lagerman, getting closer to kickoff here, late game for the Jaguars today. That creates a little different routine for these guys, doesn't it?
Well, it's a different routine for me. I'm sitting here on the bench, in the air-conditioned bench, watching the red zone on the NFL Network. Pretty good.
You know, air conditioning is going to be important today. It's warm.
It really is. You know, this is when you wish you had a northern climate team coming south to play in the weather like this, but it's a southern climate team, the Miami Dolphins, coming north. I mean, this is a daily routine for the Miami Dolphins. No surprise to them. They're going to be acclimated. They'll be hydrated, so there probably won't be any issues with that.
One little cloud crosses over there, provides so much pleasure. Hopefully there'll be more of those over the course of the afternoon. Big story this week is, which team will we see today? The one we were impressed with against the entire preseason schedule, or the one last week that missed opportunities?
Yeah, and what you're talking about is, where's the carryover from the preseason offensively into the regular season? Right. We really didn't see that against the Carolina Panthers. Drops, fumbles, bad throws by the quarterback, a nonstop by the defense late in the ball game when you could have given your offense an opportunity at closing the gap on a one-possession game. Lots of reason to be disappointed, and I understand a lot of fans' frustration. It kind of reminded me of last year, and this team has to find a way to dig out of it, but it's not going to be easy, Brian. When you looked at this roster coming into today, you were sitting there wondering, how are they going to find a way to get 47 active? Really, I mean, that was the biggest concern.
So many guys banged up.
And right now, we do know that Marquise Lee is going to be up. He's going to play a role. I'm sure it's going to be a limited role. He's just not ready for the repetitions. Luke Jokel is down, so we're going to have Sam Young at left tackle. And in the secondary, Jonathan Cyprian is down. Dwayne Grotz is down. So we could see a rookie starting in the secondary in James Sample against the Miami offense that spreads the field and throws it all over the place.
You know, this injury situation is troubling because we're not even talking about Cedric Marks. We haven't mentioned Julius Thomas. This is a really beat-up football team. That's not good to see in week two.
Week two?
Wow.
Are you kidding me? You know, the Miami Dolphins, they came to their game day active, inactive, based on who they wanted to put out there on the field as far as game plan goes. The Jaguars right now are putting out there who they have available. And Armbrister, the young linebacker from Miami, was questionable coming into this game with a back injury. I wonder how healthy he is or what type of a role that he will even be able to play in.
The flip side is perhaps in the next month you can get all these guys back. But right now, at home, before a three-game road string, boy, you'd love to have them.
Well, and you're talking, Brian, this three-game road string, what are we at home? I think one time in the next 7 weeks. You know, because you got the London game, the bye, all in there. So
before you come home after the bye, you've got a long road.
You got four out of five at home to kind of close out the season. So to leave a positive impression, first-hand impression on the Jaguars fan base, this is going to be it for a while.
All right. From what you know of Blake Bortles, what do you expect to see from him today when it comes to presence in the pocket and poise out there? What do you expect?
Well, he had a great week of practice. The one thing I did like was after last week's game, the conclusion of the Panthers game, he was going around the locker room talking to all his guys, making sure that everybody was good. And then this week he supposedly had an outstanding week of practice. But, you know, there's a reminder about facing the Miami Dolphins for Blake Bortles. Last year against the Miami Dolphins, what do you have, two pick sixes?
Yes.
It didn't turn out so well. One of them was by a guy that's still on the Miami Dolphins roster, and Brent Grimes, who's got, I think, 23 career interceptions, had one last week against the Washington Redskins, so it doesn't get any easier for Blake Bortles today.
Well, and what makes it more difficult, as you mentioned earlier, Luke Jokel won't play today. Sam Young goes out there. Do they have to dramatically change their approach to offense without Jokel?
No, there was one fortunate thing, I think, that happens with the matchup with having Sam Young play left tackle. The Miami Dolphins right end, because they play left and right, Cameron Wake and Olivia Vernon. Wake stays left, Olivia Vernon plays right. Olivier Vernon couldn't finish the week last week against the Washington Redskins against them in the game. He came out with an ankle injury. He got leg whipped. He was questionable coming into this game. So how healthy is Olivier Vernon? Having a weakened Olivier Vernon is good for the Jaguars and good for Sam Young. My biggest concern, and I think is the marquee matchup of this entire game, is Ndamukong Suh versus Brandon Linder.
You bet.
You're talking about the league's premier defensive tackle, 36 career sacks. He's mean. He's nasty. He kicks helmets off of people.
Well, you like the guy going up against him, Brandon Linder.
I absolutely love it, and that's why I think it's the marquee matchup, because you're talking about two really good football players today. Cameron Wake, I have a little bit of a concern about, but I like it. I'm confident in Jeremy Parnell against Cameron Wake.
So does it restrict your use of Mercedes Lewis? We talked so much this week about the tight ends. is he going to have to be playing in a position where he's going to help Sam more than he's not?
Maybe. And there's a lot of talk about where were the tight ends in last week's offense. You may have that question again after today's game because you may need to help out some of these guys up front. We'll have to see.
Defensively, Ryan Tannehill is a guy who likes to move. He's similar, isn't he, to Cam Newton?
He is similar. I don't think he's not as dynamic as Cam Newton. He doesn't have the size, but he certainly has the threat of running. But what's impressed me the most about him is that every year from his rookie season, he's progressed. Now in his fourth year, he went from, I got his numbers here, a 76 rating to an 81 rating to a 92.8 rating in each of his first 3 years. I mean, that's progress for a young quarterback. It's a very different offense for the Miami Dolphins. They spread the field. It's much like a college spread offense where you have a lot of the read option. And it can challenge a defense. The good thing is there is some carryover from the Carolina Panthers game last week to this game as far as the read option goes. But this is a much better passing team with much better receivers than the Jaguars defense faced last week in the Carolina Panthers. And it really, you got to start with Jarvis Landry, the young wide receiver from LSU.
Hey, he's that dynamic, huh?
He really is. I mean, last week against the Redskins, he had 8 catches. That's his 10th consecutive game of 5 or more catches. He had 11 touches in the game overall for 141 yards. He had over 80 catches as a rookie. They love to throw him the football, but it's not just him. It's not a one-man show. You have Kenny Stills and a guy that the Jaguars wanted to get very much in Greg Jennings. I mean, so they're loaded. And I didn't even mention the tight end, Jordan Cameron. Jordan Cameron had a vertical ball last week against the Redskins, and it was a diving catch of 27 yards. He can stretch a field.
Let's wrap it up with a thought on the secondary. James Sample played strong safety at Louisville. He's worked it almost exclusively at free safety since coming here. Of course, he had the injury that kept him out for most of OTAs and part of training camp. Would you start him at strong safety today? Because he's clearly a great athlete.
He is. I think he does get the start today. Josh Evans has the ability to play both. So if you have an injury to either one of the other guys, Sergio Brown or him, then all of a sudden you can just put Josh Evans right in. You know, but there is concern in that he only played one preseason game against the Washington Redskins. He did not take a lot of snaps in training camp because he had the broken arm. So he had limited reps, period, at safety. And he certainly has had limited reps at strong safety. But, hey, look, that's sometimes how it is in the National Football League. Next man up sometimes doesn't mean next man up and we get to give you about 3 weeks to prepare.
No. In fact, it's only week 2 and we're already talking about how do they get it done. Lots of good broadcast.
Okay, Ryan.
All right, time for John Osher, the senior writer of this fine website here, as we continue with Jaguars.com Live here in the pregame presented by Everbank. John?
Got a hydrate editor today.
You do.
It is. Our boy Max behind the camera is hydrating hard.
It's going to be a warm one. And for the Jaguars, it's going to be a warm one with a lot of guys that they anticipated helping them get better this year, standing on the sidelines and watching.
Yeah, it's one of those games that I was just, as you and Jeff were talking, I started thinking, it's one of those games where on paper, if you're outside the team, you look at it and go, boy, this doesn't look good. You know, you've got Jokel out, you've got Sip out, you've got guys out you expected to help you. You didn't play well last week. The Dolphins think they're a good team. All those things can go away at 4-5 too, because the elements here in play. At some point, this team, this Jaguars team, I don't care who's on the field, I don't care what's going on before, they've got to play well. And as I wrote a couple times this week, it's time for some sides of the ball, particularly offense, to grow up and play like they're expected to play. And this is what this game's all about today.
You get a sense that the quarterback's ready to be that guy today?
Well, he needs to be. I mean, you know, if there was a theme on offense last week, you were around all week, anybody around here, they weren't quite sure why the offense didn't play well. And it wasn't just they didn't play well, but they didn't play with the confidence, they didn't play with the ease of preseason. Maybe it was the beginning of the regular season. Maybe it was young guys nervous on that stage, realizing he's finally there. But as we all know, that all goes back to the quarterback. And it certainly wasn't all him last week. The receivers dropped passes. Otherwise, he's what? 25 of 40,
well,
250
all three of those
yards.
Were in key situations, yeah. Either extend important drives or right. Set up a first and goal.
So that stuff mattered. At the same time, he didn't play as well as he wanted to. He knows that. He didn't play as loose as he normally has. He has to play that way. So that's why I think today's a big game for him. Win or lose, this offense, this team needs to just have more of a feel like it had for all those weeks leading up to last week. Otherwise, you've got two regular season games where you didn't look like it, and then you start to question, what are we? Are we the team in the preseason? Well, so far you haven't showed that if you don't do it today. So it's big.
You wrote a couple of times this week about Luke Jokel and Sam Young, and I think the line, correct me if I'm wrong, the bottom line is that if you thought that Luke Jokel wasn't performing up to the standard that you had for him, now when he was out of the game last week,
right,
you realized he's better than Sam Young.
Sure.
He's a good football player.
Well, and that's, it's not like I have a monopoly on that knowledge.
Right.
A starter is better than a backup. So if he's not, then something's wrong from the start. At the same time, you've seen this a lot, I'm sure. A backup comes in a game, struggles because he didn't have the reps, or for whatever reason. Usually, in the NFL, when a guy's had time to rep, especially on the offensive line, he plays better than he did the first week. So, with that in mind, having seen Sam Young get by in situations before, he's not going to the Pro Bowl anytime soon. He's probably not going to be a starter in this league anytime soon. But we have seen him perform in an adequate way as a backup, which you want your backups to do. So until I see him not do that, I'll assume that he probably does that because he's been around for 6 years. If he doesn't, bad day today.
Do the tight ends get involved today? That's been a storyline all week long. But with Luke Jokel out,
right,
and the guys over here having to go single up,
right,
on Ndamukong Suh and Cam Wake, how much help can you give him?
Well, if Sam Young's not playing well, then you have to keep Mercedes in. I think you'll have a chance early to maybe test that a little bit, chip once or twice, see if that's enough help for Sam Young, and then send the backs or the tight ends out into the pattern. If it's Katie barring the door over there, then I don't think Mercedes Lewis gets involved at all. But I do think there are ways early that they will test that to see if Sam Young's holding up. And then if he is, then of course you can go to Mercedes Lewis and Clay Harvey and get those guys involved, because they have to be involved on some level. I don't think you can win this game today just having Mercedes block all the time as a sixth offensive lineman. Sam Young's the NFL. He has to hold up at least part of the way.
No Cyprian today, who takes over that leadership role in that secondary, getting everyone in the right spot.
Well, the leadership role almost has to be Sergio Brown or Aaron Colvin. It's tough to ask a corner, Aaron Colvin, to do that. So you would think it has to be Sergio Brown. As Gus said this week, Sergio's animated. He's a communicating guy in many, many ways, not just the normal ways. So that needs to be his role over time anyway. I don't like Cyprian not being in there. I know he gets a lot of criticism from fans, but they play better when he's in the game overall. He had a mistake last week, let the guy get open. They still play better with him in the game. I think this is a big day for somebody in that secondary. Make a play you don't expect. This team's going to need a turnover going the other way. Something special to happen early in the first couple, three quarters.
Three-game road streak begins.
And James Sample, by the way, starts at that strong safety spot.
All right, well, that's an interesting one.
Right.
Now, he played strong safety at Louisville.
Yep.
They made the move with him here to play free safety. Of course, he had the broken arm.
Right.
Now he's back to strong safety. Why does he get the start over Evans, do you suppose?
They feel like he's the better option. And at some point with Sample, you know, they clearly drafted him with the idea that he's going to be on the field at some point. They signed Sergio Brown, but they also never really eliminated the possibility during OTAs until Sample got hurt that Sample could start at that spot. These safeties aren't necessarily as defined, meaning free, strong, as they are on other teams. They really want some combination of their best safeties on the field, whether it be too strong, too free, too whatever. They need guys who can make plays. It's been a weak spot over the last couple of years. They hope that James Sample, whether he's playing a second free role, whatever the role is, can come in and make plays. He's an impressive-looking guy, but a big assignment today to come out against a team that's a very smart running team, against a quarterback who's a very good runner when he wants to be. Big assignment mentally for the defensive backfield today.
All right, folks. John Osher, you can follow him all game long. He'll be on Twitter. And, of course, we'll have comprehensive coverage throughout the game and throughout the day and into the evening. John, thanks so much. Hope you enjoy the game.
Big game today, Brian.
Yeah,
really
it is. With three road games coming up, Jags need to get one here. Thanks so much for joining us for Jaguars.com Live in the pregame presented by Everbank. Have a great day.